It's Wednesday, which means it's Worldview Wednesday here on LifeWords Day by Day. And we are considering how the Bible defines and paints the parameters of what it means to be a man. And we have said that when God created mankind, He gave man and woman some basic instructions as to their purpose that helps us understand who a man is and who a woman is. And the first reality we see about both men and women is that God is the king we are to follow. From the very beginning, it is clear that there is one creator, one king, and that one creator is not me, and it's not you. Yet he did give us, his vice regents, a command to follow. We represent our king in the earth by exercising godly and loving authority in our world and broadening the renown of our great king. We follow our king by knowing and joyfully obeying his commands. He is our king. He speaks, and we listen with a will to obey. This command that he gave us first and foremost is that we are to multiply all over the earth and then work and maintain this garden, this earth which he has placed us in. We are to dig, grow, build, reap, and then repeat. We are to make it grow. In other words, there is this cultural mandate that we are to be spreading the glory of God through our work and through our family to all the earth. You know, work is a good thing. It's a godly thing. Men, you were created to work, to sweat, to accomplish something for the greater good. You were created to make a significant contribution to the world around you. A man without a work to accomplish does not benefit his society, but rather is a drain. Paul reminds some men in the church at Ephesus that a man who doesn't work and provide for his family is an ungodly rebel. So men, in our world today, we need a robust view of manhood. And it begins with recognizing that we have one king and we are to follow him, and that he has given us a work to accomplish. Today when you pray, please pray for Sirpong Yaobang and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Dindweli LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.